About Menschenrechte, der Amnesty München Podcast.
So while you were talking about the defector who was working in Russia overseas, you also mentioned the internet access shortly. So in North Korea, they don't have internet access, right?
Yes, it's prohibited for ordinary people. Only limited people with the government permission with three different allowances. Then you could use internet for 1 hour under the surveillance, and it takes a couple of days to get the permission. If you are, for example, like a professor and you need to check certain research reports, then you need to get permissions from three different authorizations. Then after like 2 days later, you can go to certain place and use the internet. Only 1 hour, and someone will sit next to you and will give you permission every 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And also someone like security agency from the government will just walk around in the room. So they are keep checking what you are searching for. So you cannot search for any of the Korean letters. You should use English or Chinese characters only. Or other languages, not South Korean or nothing with Korean thing. Or any visualized thing will be also problem. Like just, for example, like website with some nurses or doctors. But if you can see any of like females attractive pictures, then it'll be a problem as well. The security guard will coming and yelling at you about it. And even though you download any documents from it, then some cases you could get the file right away, but you also need to get permission. You need to download into the USB, and you need to submit the USB to the government, and they will check the files and allow you to use it around like 2 days later. So it's crazy.
Quite the process, yeah. So Peace Corps is writing a report right now about internet freedom in North Korea. Can you give us a little insight or a little summary for that report and how the lack of internet access is, violating the human rights in North Korea?
Actually, we cannot imagine how internet access could be the human rights or violation of human rights kind of stuff, because it's too close to our life, daily life. You use internet every moment of your life, and you watch videos and TikToks, YouTube videos, shorts while you are going to school or having free time, and you submit your reports through internet and having class through the internet and check the weather forecast through the internet with your smartphone, everything. And even for now, I'm having interview with Amnesty Germany through internet in South Korea at the same time. It is possible for now, but in North Korea, actually, it is not available. North Korea allows internet only for limited purpose, for the very limited people as well. So average people, actually most of the population in North Korea, they have no sense of internet. They have nothing know about the internet, and only some people experienced intranet, which is North Korean websites that only North Korean people can access. Only North Korean, like the network, can access it. Human rights are everywhere, especially for the everyday life and everything of your digital devices and digital life as well. So UN is trying to make internet access into basic human rights by 2030. That's the current Secretary General's statement and their aim. And human rights is actually promoted by internet law. If you see the demonstrations in authoritarian countries, mm-hmm. internet is used a lot for people scattering, showing their, expressing their opinions, mm-hmm. and changing their opinions as well. So if you can see any of the internet limitation, access to internet, then it means that democracy in their country is dangerous for that issues. Mm-hmm. Any of the authoritarian countries or regimes, they always try to limit the usage of internet for their people.
Mm-hmm. So like internet shutdowns, for example.
Yeah, internet shutdowns, like if there's any, for example, like in some countries, if there's an election, then for example, like for 3 weeks, they could not use certain website or mm-hmm. the internet connection is really bad. So people cannot exchange their what they want, and they cannot find enough information for the right votings as well. Mm-hmm. That happens all around the country, all around the world. So the internet is the last thing that probably North Korea will allow to their people. People mm-hmm. cannot access internet, they cannot access to phone call to overseas, but internet itself is not allowed for its people. And mm-hmm. even for example, like China and Vietnam and other countries, actually a lot of research institutes are putting the internet ranking, internet rates, into the worst country for the China and North Korea to the same level. Wow. But actually, Chinese people can access internet. Mm-hmm. And North Korean escapees, when they flee to China, then they were surprised about the internet. What could do with that is mm-hmm. very surprising, eye-opening experience. But even China, they could use internet at least. But North Korea is not available.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Now you said you've been working for Peace Corps since 2010. So after spending so much time researching and working for North Korean human rights, over time, have there been any changes to improve the situation? Or has the situation even gotten worse? How is the development?
This issue, especially for North Korean human rights, is mm-hmm. quite tough. I mean, like the other overall human rights issues are not easy to achieve the progress, but North Korea is always like the ignore the people's demand. And mm-hmm. what we are trying to do is always not possible within North Korea as well. So it's very hard to see the changes in a short time. It is kind of long-term, like long fight. But there were some changes, definitely some changes. For example, after the COI report in 2014, North Korea...
COI, can you explain what COI means?
It's Commission of Inquiry. UN is setting up the Commission of Inquiry in case there's a big human rights issues for certain countries or certain issues. So UN Commission of Inquiry for North Korean Human Rights is set up in 2013, mm-hmm. and the report was come out in 2014. Then ever since that, North Korean people, actually a lot of them, never heard of human rights in their country, in their life. But after that one, the government officers starting to mention human rights and human rights violations when they are speaking to the people or having some little bit of problems with the people, then they are mentioning, even though the human rights violation is the issue, but I'll pitch you anyway, kind of like mentions. So it was started from that point. So mm-hmm. at least they are taking care of what international community is speaking about them. So that's also why we are trying to deliver the situation in North Korea to international community and work together within the UN human rights mechanisms. So North Korea need to consider for that as well.
Mm-hmm. I see. And are there any ways to improve the human rights situation? Like, what is the world right now doing to improve the situation?
North Korea is kind of different with the other countries. If mm-hmm. even though you do something, it cannot change. You cannot see anything like in a short time. And North Korea is also a little bit different with what Amnesty did before. Amnesty is well known with the writing the letters mm-hmm. and having write like the sessions in a year and sending letters through online or like sending actual letters, delivering actual letters to the embassy kind of thing. It is, even though it is a little bit different with what Amnesty did, but actually it works a little bit of it. And the North Korean government also know what Amnesty did. So mm-hmm. I think all the Amnesty like community in the world need to work together and keep going together. Even though Amnesty is a little bit more focusing on the political prisoners and writing the personal letters for them and the government for that one. But North Korea is a little bit like kind of different system that they are not just jailing someone and they could get their letters from outside. It is not possible. Mm-hmm. And if someone came into the political prison camp, then most of them cannot release for their entire lifetime. But Amnesty is still working a lot for North Korean human rights, and mm-hmm. they did some campaigns before as well. PSCO worked together with Amnesty to hold the seminars, side events together in Human Rights Council. We did before, like several times together. Mm-hmm. And I am also a member of Amnesty in South Korea, and I am the director, one of the member of director in Amnesty Korea as well. So I'm trying to deliver the value of North Korean human rights into Amnesty activities. And mm-hmm. I kind of believe that we will make any progress in this struggle, even though mm-hmm. it's slow. But Amnesty's works always slow, but it makes mm-hmm. any progress all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's hope so. You were talking about humanitarian aid organizations because you were saying there are a lot of sanctions that forbid the world to pretty much interact with North Korean economy mostly. But there are still some humanitarian aid organizations that are able to help the human rights situation in North Korea. I think this is mostly also in types of in like food providing. In what ways are these organizations helping North Korean citizens and the human rights situation?
The thing is, when you are trying to support certain country, then mm-hmm. you also need to care whether they are actually accepting that help or just using that help for their political reason. I kind of agree with the, even though there's a political reason, but we should help someone with the starvation or malnutrition. I agree with that. And also, we should also consider that how the country is using that humanitarian aid to their mm-hmm. political reason. And not only the food, for example, like the other support, for example, the European countries try to help North Korea with the computer science and technical supports. So they teach it a lot for the North Korean elites with the computer software, computer skills, and new technologies. And then they, after they get the support, and they are using it for hacking the wow. other countries mm-hmm. and taking the cyber crypto like currencies mm-hmm. and hacking the other like power plants and like Sony, the movie companies. So it's quite hard for North Korea actually. I'm not against to like giving them food, and they are starving, they need food. And but we should also consider how North Korea will be using that help, the good attempt of like helping them could be used in a different way.
I see. And so right now you are also saying that there are a lot of sanctions against North Korea, and I think many of these sanctions also impact the way humanitarian aid organizations can help and can work. And that's probably because what you just mentioned, because of the issue that North Korea tends to take advantage of, like the government is taking advantage of the help that they are receiving. Are these sanctions improving the situation, or is it just a way to keep the government controlled, but it doesn't really help the people of North Korea?
The thing is, the sanctions are exceptional with the humanitarian aids. Humanitarian aids are always possible. Mm-hmm. The thing is, North Korean government do not accept these humanitarian aids. That's a very heartbreaking thing, but if it is not helping for their governmental, like political interest, they don't accept the humanitarian aid as well.
Mm-hmm. And human rights is not of political interest in North Korea.
The dictator's political interest is the first thing, always. Mm-hmm. So even the talks between North and South Korea, if we say about like the separate families meetings, we were separated more than 70 years, so separate families are dying. They're pretty old, but they don't accept it, even though it's a very human thing, but they don't accept it. And there were some abductees from South Korean or Japanese and other countries as well. They just kidnapped some people and brought them to North Korea and pretend they did nothing. But there are some people abducted in North Korea, but North Korea still denies the fact. Even though sanctions are not working well in for North Korea, like the other countries, but we still need to show North Korea is not following the international guideline of the human rights. They need to care for the people. Even though sanctions making the people the hard within North Korea, but we anyway need to show North Korean government is doing misbehavior. So that's also the big question for me as well. I was keep asking to North Korean SKPs, defectors, whether they agree with the sanctions or not.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All of them said sanctions will make people's life in North Korea, but whether it is necessary or not is kind of divided. So some people said we should support them, and some people we should not support them.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on what they said and what they experienced. But anyway, all of them said North Korea need to be changed. And even though sanctions exist, and even though North Korea knows what outside of world is doing, how they are developed in the human rights, but they are not following the international, like the guideline. So we need to show something for their misbehavior.
Mm-hmm, I see. So obviously it's quite hard to help a country that doesn't accept the help.
Right. So we need to share this kind of like situation. We need to participate this movement, like North Korean Human Rights Act, movement. So North Korea could know the international community is keep watching on their situation.
Mm-hmm.
North Korea need to have some interest and means, and any reason they need to be changed. So we need to make the reason North Korean government need to be changed.
Yeah, I agree. So now that we arrived at the point of how we can help the North Korean situation, I want to talk more about the organization that you are working for as well, Peace Corps. Can you explain a little bit what does Peace Corps do and what are Peace Corps' goals?
Mm-hmm. PSCore is an acronym for People for Successful Korean Reunification. PSCore strives for peaceful and successful reunification of two Koreas. Successful reunification, we believe, is unification that is centered on human rights. So we work for the improving human rights in North Korea, mostly, and supporting defectors' life and deliver their voices to internationally.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, do you think that the reunification of North and South Korea could improve the human rights situation in North Korea?
The reunification could be the fundamental changes mm-hmm. of the North and South Korea. North Korea has been like this for three generations. The current dictator is the grandson of the founder of North Korea. So if we just leave it like this situation, then North Korea will not change it at all. Mm-hmm. North Korea is very successful case of the dictatorship, how dictators can manage their country no matter what, like people dies. Mm-hmm. The leaders can just keep their political powers in their country. So we always need to find a fundamental solution to change the human rights in North Korea. Mm-hmm. And we think the reunification could be the ultimate goal of changing the situation. Mm-hmm. And when we think about the reunification, the human rights need to be the first thing, the most thing that we need to care more.
Mm-hmm. It's probably also a requirement to connect the two countries again, right? The human rights, because I don't think South Korea could reunificate with a country that has like no human rights at all. That probably mm-hmm. doesn't work.
At least if we can communicate each other, if we mm-hmm. can get to know more about each other, then I think they will follow, North Korea will follow more with the international guidances. So mm-hmm. any changes that can make North Korea better could be good one, but like we want North Korean people having the same living standard, having the same human rights standard with mm-hmm. South Koreans is our goal.
Of course. And what is some of the work that Peace Corps does to achieve that goal?
We make our own research papers and promote presenting it to different UN human rights mechanisms. Mm-hmm. And we, for example, like also having the seminars and events in European Parliament and having speech events in different countries like Germany or UK, France, US and other countries as well. And we always try to deliver North Korean escapees, defectors, direct voice to international community so that North Korean people are not disconnected with the outside world. So I hope North Korean people could be connected to people like you, other countries. Mm-hmm. You know, South Koreans are now very successful with the cultural aspects and make the good TV shows and dramas, K-pops. And those kind of people are the same people, actually. We could be the same people in the same country and hope they can enjoy these like diversity cultures like we do in South Korea and like you do in Germany as well.
Yeah, I agree. And have these kind of freedoms as well. So if there are like listeners listening right now who are thinking this also sounds awful, what can I do to help the North Korean situation? What would you say? Is there anything that listeners can do to help with the situation in North Korea?
You can spread this kind of situation and join mm-hmm. the movement and support the NGOs like us. And if you share the information, then more people get to know more about it. And international pressure is the only way that we can change North Korea. South Korean people, like US, even though they do a lot, but North Korea will not care for that. Hostile enemies are trying to make changes, political changes in North Korea. That's what they always said that. But if the entire international community asking to them to change it, then they will, even though it is slow, but they will change at least. So hope you can support this issue, spread more information about North Korea, and also join support like PS Corps and North Korean Human Rights NGOs.
So if listeners are thinking, oh, I want to join PS Corps, how would they do that?
You can sponsor us through our website for those interested in applying for internship. Information can also be found on our website, and monthly donations will be of great help for us as well. And your donations could be working for the North Korean Human Rights and also for helping North Korean SKPs, like students and their families as well.
Nice. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us today. I will put a few informations and the website about PS Corps in the description. And are there any last words that you want to share with us, Pada?
Thank you very much. And as a one member of international community and Amnesty community, we always care for the human rights violations in the world, and that's important. And we could see some progress in certain cases. Some people could be free with our letters, and we are happy with that. But for the North Korean cases, it is almost not possible to see the progress, but we still need to support and do something for this kind of cases as well. So hopefully you can keep supporting the North Korean human rights issues and the Korean reunification as well. As a German people, please support Korean reunification. We want to be like you. We want to be like be the one country. We want to be the just ordinary people are just not want to be divided at all.
Of course. Okay, then thank you so much. And thank you to the listeners for listening to this very important episode of Let's Talk About Menschenrechte. And we will hopefully hear each other again in the next episode. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Musik, Jakob von Lauer-Münchhofen.